从年初到今天，是第十次讲在基督里的信息。
Ever since the beginning of the year, we started this talk, and this is the tenth time.
我把在基督里这样子的信息分作三段。
So I have divided this message into three different sections.
我也盼望这样子的分段叫大家能够容易记得在基督里到底怎样的一回事。
So I hope that by dividing it into three different sections, we could have a deeper understanding of the message.
在基督里是一个发现，是一个过程。
Because to be in Christ is something that we have to discover and experience.
神把我们所有的过去将来的美事都放在基督的里面。
Because God had put all our past and our future into Christ Himself.
我们过去有许多的罪，许多的污秽，许多的软弱，许多的失败。
And in the past, there was a lot of sin or filthy things or bad things that we have done.
神把我们放在基督的里面。
But God put us in Christ.
宝血洗净我们。
And His blood has cleansed us.
宝血把我们买赎回来。
And His blood has redeemed us.
神有一个极大的心意，要把我们埋藏在他儿子的里面。
Because God has the purpose that He wants to hide us in His Son.
这个是神做成的事。
And this is the work that God has already done.
我们什么时候相信，什么时候就在这个神的事实里面。
So whenever we believe, then we are now in the fact.
从此神看我们就不再是我们。
So now, no longer when God sees us, He no longer sees ourselves.
神是经过他儿子来看见我们。
But now He would only see us through His Son.
我们知道这个，我们就认识自己的确是个基督徒。
So if we understand this, then we could call ourselves Christians.
这三段的在基督里的事实。
So these three different sections of the message in Christ.
头一段我们知道基督在我的里面。
The first one talked about how Christ dwelled in us.
信耶稣就是知道这一个。
So that when we believe in Christ, we should know this.
一个重生的基督徒也就是知道这一个。
Because when a Christian is reborn, that's the first thing he should know.
基督在我的里面。
Is that Christ is in me.
然后神看见我们就看见基督。
So that when God sees us, He will now see Christ.
第二段的里面，我盼望大家记得是我们在基督里。
And then now the theme of the second section is how we can be in Christ. How I can be in Christ.
我们 us.
Oh, how us can be in Christ.
那我们就发现原来这个神的真理不只发生在我一个人的身上。
Then we understand that this reality is not only on me, but on us.
神在这里，在那里拣选呼召，叫我们都带到他的家中。
He said God has been calling over here and over there, so all of us could gather in His house.
然后我们看看左，看看右，他是信耶稣的，他是爱主的，他是在基督里的，我们都在基督的里面。
So that when we turn around to the left, to the right, we see every brother and sisters, we are all in Christ.
但是还有第三段的故事。
But there is still a third section.
在基督里是一个启示，也是一个经历。
To be in Christ is not only a revelation, but also an experience.
但是如果我们忽略第三件事，
But now if we ignore this third section,
我们就常常活在矛盾的中间。
Then we would always be living in a conflict.
有些人得着启示很大。
For some people, they may receive a great revelation.
有些人却得着经历很多。
But on the other hand, a lot of people may be experiencing a lot of experience.
但是无论我们是从启示或者是经历里头认识耶稣的，
But it doesn't matter if you have received a revelation or an experience.
在我们的身上
In our life.
在我们的同伴当中
In our companions.
我们常常发现这个人的启示跟这个人的经历搭不起来。
A lot of times you would figure that someone's revelation and someone's experience do not connect to each other.
有人启示大，讲得好听。
A lot of people, when they receive the revelation, they will give a great speech.
但是你看他的生活好像有一点漏洞。
But maybe he doesn't really live his life like that.
有些人很爱主，很有信心。
And a lot of people, they love the Lord and they have a lot of faith.
但是你跟他一谈起来，原来他圣经都没有读。
But then on the other hand, when you try to talk to him, he might not even know the Bible that well.
我们的经历要建造在启示的上面。
So we should build our experience on a revelation.
我们真有启示的话，我们必须要经历主的自己。
Now, on the other hand, if we have received an revelation, we should experience God.
那到底我们怎样消化这样子的矛盾？
So now, how do we dissolve this conflict between the two?
在基督里是一个很美、很美好的图画。
Because it is a great picture to be in Christ.
我们也知道我们都在基督的里面。
And we all know that we are already in Christ.
但是既然在基督的里面，怎么会常常有许多许多的矛盾？
But now, even if we're in Christ, how come there's still so much conflict?
怎么这个人跟那个人合不来？
How come this person and that person don't get together?
怎么这个人的经历跟那个人的经历差得那么远？
How come his experience and her experience don't match together?
怎么这个人所说的圣经跟那个人完全不一样。
How come the Bible that he preaches is different from this person over here?
所以我们要来看在基督里的第三段到底是怎么一回事。
So together, let's look at section 3.
这一段强调的不是我。
Because on this passage, we no longer focus on I.
这一段的强调也不是我们。
And this focus is not even on we.
在基督里的第三段强调的是怎样使我成为我们。
But the focus is simply now from I, the transformation into we.
就好像两个人相爱结婚之后。
And just like how two persons fell in love and became a couple.
如果是两个个体各持己见。
And if they still hold the individualism,
他们没有发现这个是我们的家。
Then they will not call the house our house.
那他们就做出许多伤害彼此的事。
So each other, they would do things that would hurt the other person.
可能有些时候这个是对的，那个是错的。
Maybe at times there is someone who is right and someone who is wrong.
但是因为没有顾到他们的大体，就是我们。
But nonetheless, if you do not care about the togetherness, then there is no we.
所以对的人最后也错了。
So even though you are right in the beginning, because you have ignored the fact, you are now wrong as well.
错的人也没有机会变成对的。
And the one who was wrong in the beginning would never have a chance to be right.
所以我们在神的家中看见许多许多的肢体。
So now in the household of God, we see a lot of different body parts.
我们年龄、背景、文化都来自不同的情形。
And yet, even though we share a different culture, age group, or our racial ethnicity,
唯一能叫我们消化成为一个的。
So the only thing that could put us together.
的确是神的话
is God's word.
也的确是神的恩典
and is His grace.
也的确是神的基督的十架
and it is His cross.
也的确是基督的圣灵
and it is His spirit.
总而言之，一句话就是在基督里才有这一切的工作
and in conclusion, it is only in Christ that we could become one.
所以今天我盼望就把这个在基督里的题目有一个归纳，有一个总结。
So today I would hope to give you a conclusion of being in Christ.
主若许可，我就这个第十讲就是在基督里最后一讲。
So if in God's willing, this will conclude our lesson in Christ.
因为前几天忽然间又得了另外一个负担，要讲另外一个。
Because a couple of days ago, I received another burden, and I have another topic I would like to preach to you.
在这个题目可以讲很长。
Yes, this topic could go very long.
但是我想我就换一个题目来讲。
But I think I'm going to change the topic next time.
但是现在还是这个题目。
But this time, let's conclude our current passage.
在基督里。
In Christ.
我们来看雅各的故事。
So now, let's look at the story of Jacob.
雅各是传承亚伯拉罕、以撒一直得着属灵的产业。
Jacob has received the inheritance from his father Isaac and Abraham.
神呼召雅各，也清楚告诉雅各说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。”
For when God calls upon Jacob, He told him that I'm the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
神的目的要制作雅各。
Because God wants to make Jacob.
要把雅各放在他的里面。
And He wants to put Jacob in him.
使神也能够称自己为雅各的神。
So that God could now proclaim himself as the God of Jacob.
但是雅各得了这样子的启示，
But now God, Jacob received this revelation.
他在经历上他够不上。
But he does not have the experience yet.
他是一个用思想的人。
Because he is a thinker.
他是一个搞聪明的人。
He is someone who is quite clever.
但是他是不是太注意神的人。
But he is not someone who pays a lot of attention to God.
所以他得了一个启示。
So even now he has received this revelation.
他所看见的还是自己摸得着看得见的事。
What he sees is still the things that he could touch.
他虽然知道神要把他带到一个更美的境界。
Even though he knows that God wants to put him in a better place.
但是他看见那些实在的东西在他面前，他放不了手。
But he only sees the things that is in front of him, and he never wanted to let go.
所以神要一直改变他，制作他。
So God has to slowly change him.
每一次神改变他之后。
And every time after God changed Jacob a little bit,
神再把自己启示给雅各,
then God will give Jacob another revelation.
神仍然宣告他是伯特利的神。
For God wants to proclaim himself to be the God of Bethel.
神三次跟雅各启示。
And God has given Jacob three different revelations.
每一次都说到伯特利。
And every time he would mention Bethel.
伯特利的意思是什么?
And what is the meaning of Bethel?
神的家,天的门。
Bethel is meaning is the gates of the heaven and the house of God.
神不愿意雅各像别人一样。
Because God does not want Jacob to be like everyone else.
都是为自己的利益在挣扎在奋斗。
Someone who was always fight for his own.
神应许给雅各的是承受产业，子子孙孙都能够有丰盛的恩典。
Because God has already given the promise to Jacob so that when he received the inheritance, he would have descendants all over this land.
但是神需要雅各看见神的呼召到底的意义在哪里。
But God wants Jacob to truly understand the meaning of his revelation.
神呼召雅各要做神的同工。
Because God calls Jacob to be his servant.
要跟神一起来配合。
And to work together with God.
要以神的事为念。
And to focus on the things of God.
神所要的是借着雅各成就一个生命叫做神家。
Because God wants to use Jacob to create this house of God.
因此神把伯特利的那个启示赐给雅各。
So that's why God gave Jacob the revelation of Bethel.
然后雅各也认识神就是伯特利的神。
And Jacob also understands that God is Bethel.
伯特利的神有两面的意义。
And to be the God of Bethel, there's two different aspects.
一面就是说神要制作雅各成为以色列。
On the one hand, God wants to change Jacob into Israel.
另外一面的意义就是说，神要制作雅各的我成为神家的我们。
And God, the other aspect is God wants to change Jacob, the I, into a togetherness of we.
今天我们读旧约这个故事，好像跟我们很遥远。
So today, when we look at this story in the Old Testament, it might seem afar.
但是只要我们想到神向着我们的心意也是一样。
But now, if we think about it as in God has the same mindset for us.
他呼召我们，买赎我们，不是叫我们蒙福得恩典而已。
For when God calls us and redeems us, not only he wants to save us.
他是要把我们放在神的家里头一同来建造。
But he wants to put us into the house of God to be made by him.
他呼召我们出来服侍神家。
He called us to come into service in his house.
也不是说这里去爱一个灵魂，那里去拯救一个灵魂而已。
And he does not only want us to save one or two here or there.
乃是要改变我们一起成为一个团体的器皿，可以去爱灵魂，拯救灵魂。
But instead, he wanted to mold us into a vessel so that we could share the love.
所以看见神家启示的弟兄姊妹。
So, a brother and sister, if we see the revelation,
就要看见神怎样制作雅各，今天也要怎样制作我们。
Then we will understand that whatever God wants to do to Jacob, he wants to do to us.
直到雅各成为以色列。
Until Jacob can become Israel.
直到雅各的子孙都知道神家的意义就是这个。
And until all the descendants of Jacob could understand the revelation of God.
然后神家的儿女起来服侍的，不再是这里坐一下，那里摸一下。
Then the sons and daughters, when they raise up and do the work of God, is not scattered.
乃是我们一同蒙召与神同工服侍神家的情形。
But on the other hand, we will be together working alongside with God to spread his gospel.
雅各因为不认识 主要带领他走这样子的道路。
And it is because Jacob did not understand the path that God is leading him.
所以他的一生他自己说的过得又短又苦，不像他的列祖。
So Jacob would proclaim that his life was short and difficult, unlike Isaac and Abraham.
感谢主，他有这么样的感觉。
Praise the Lord that he has this understanding.
但是他是在神面前有这样子的认识。
But understand that he has this recognition before God.
既然在神面前有真实的认识。
Because if he has this true understanding,
神就没有叫他的一生白过。
Then his life is now no longer wasted.
是的，虽然他的感觉是又短又苦。
Yes, even though he feels that he has a short and difficult life.
但是在创世纪的结束的一章，我们看见结束的几章，我们看见雅各终于变成以色列。
But now we see that at the end of Genesis, Jacob has indeed transformed into Israel at the end.
雅各这个人变成是一个团体的人。
And now this person of Jacob became a group of Israel.
我们要感谢主。
So we have to thank to the Lord.
可能我们在我们自己的生活在经历的里头，我们觉得我们也是蛮困难的，蛮苦的。
Maybe in our lives we feel that it is short and difficult.
但是我们看见神在做这件事。
But we could see that God is working.
有一天到我们人生的终点。
And one day when we reach the end of our life.
神也要做成这样子的工作。
And God still wants to finish His work.
然后我们回顾一生，我们会发现。
And when we look back, we would understand.
原来我就是在基督里被制作。
That my whole life would have been in Christ and being worked.
在气息最后一口气的时候。
And when we breathe on our last breath.
也是我们盼望最大、最喜乐、最荣耀的那一刻。
And we truly hope that they will become our most happy.
因为我们知道这里眼睛一闭，那里眼睛一开。
Because we know that the moment we close our eyes here, it is opening of the eyes of another.
我们出了这个必死的身体，就进入那个不死的荣耀。
And now we no longer are trapped in this temporary body, but into this eternal body.
终于我们被发现，我们就是基督的身体。
And at the end, we now truly have the recognition that we are in the body of Christ.
但是今天的关键还是这个我怎样变成我们。
But today, let's focus on how we could transform from I into we.
所以我们来读几段的圣经。
So let's read the Bible together.
请打开创世纪三十四章。
So let's open up Genesis chapter 34.
我们从三十节念到三十五章的十七节。
Let's read from 34:30 to 35:7.
这一段比较长。
I see slightly longer.
我们就左边念一节，右边念一节。
So let's read verse by verse, starting from the left to the right.
我那个荧幕上打出来的是不完全的。
What's showing on the screen right now is not the complete passage.
对，盼望弟兄姊妹手上有圣经。
So I hope that you would open up your Bible.
三十四章三十节开始。
Starting from chapter 34, verse 30.
我们请左边的先来。
So brothers and sisters on my left.
雅各对西缅和利未说：“你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了臭名。”我的人定既然稀少，他们必聚集来击杀我，我和全家的人都必灭绝。三十节这边，他们说他岂可待我们的妹子如同妓女吗？雅各说，起来上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛
给神。
向你显现的那位，雅各就对他家中的人，并一切与他同在的人说：你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣裳。我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子运营我的祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那位。他们就把外邦人的神像和他们耳朵上的房子交给雅各，雅各就藏在世界那里的橡树底下。他们便移行前往神，使那周围城邻的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。
于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利，他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫伊勒伯特利，因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。利百加的乃母底波拉死了，就葬在伯特利树，那棵树名叫亚伦巴谷。雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神要向他显现，赐福与他，且对他说，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，这样他就改名以色列。神又对他说，我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你与你的后裔。神就将他与雅各说话的地方升上去了。雅各便在那里立了一根石柱，在柱子上奠酒浇油，雅各就给那地方起名叫伯特利。他们从伯特利起行，离以法他还有一段路程，拉杰林坎甚是艰难。正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说，不要怕，你又要得一个儿子。雅各得了很多的儿子。
For Jacob has many sons.
他没有计划要那么多的儿子。
And it was not in his plan that he would have so many sons.
但是他因为家里头的不和。
But it is because the internal conflicts in his house.
他的妻子的不和。
And the conflicts among his wife.
生儿子都变成一个比赛。
That now bearing child has become a competition among the wives.
然后这里一个那里一个，总共生了很多很多的儿子。
So over here and over here, he ended up with many sons.
他们也生了一个女儿。
But they also have one daughter.
三十四章的末了就是说，因为女儿出了一些事。
And at the end of chapter 34, we see that something happened to the daughter.
雅各的儿子就去给他报仇。
So two of his sons went and got revenge.
结果在寄居的这地方杀了很多很多那里本来的人。
So they ended up slaughtering a lot of people that were in the land.
我们知道雅各是牧羊的人。
That we know that Jacob is a shepherd.
他是寄居的人。
And he is someone who lives.
他需要有一点社交的本领才行。
And for him to go places to places, he has a pretty good social skill.
因为牧羊的人是从这个地方到那个地方，都处出外都要靠朋友。
Because as a shepherd, wherever they go, they need to make friends.
他不能够跟人合不来。
And they cannot make a bad relationship with the people.
但是雅各的儿子没有顾到家的情形。
But his sons, they did not care about that.
他没有顾到他们这样子做以后就在这个地方不用干。
They did not worry about what the things that they have done. They now the household will no longer.
他们一心就想要报仇。
And they only wanted to take revenge.
杀尽羞辱他妹妹的这些人。
They only wanted to kill all the people that has made the daughter Haria.
所以雅各常常为他儿子们做的事情很烦恼。
So Jacob has always had to pay the consequences of his son.
他知道神要建造他的家。
And Jacob knows that God wants to build his house.
他也知道在神面前蒙福得了很多的儿子。
And he knows that it is a blessing that he has received that many sons.
但是这些儿子都不是太贴心。
But all these sons, they are not close to his.
这个儿子给他搞出一点麻烦，那个儿子给他搞了一点纰漏。
For this son, they all do bad things for the family.
雅各就一生都很多痛苦。
So that in Jacob's life, he has a lot of difficulty.
雅各最爱的一个妻子叫拉杰。
And then
Rachel.
Rachel. And then Jacob's favorite wife is Rachel.
他爱拉杰胜过其他的。
And that's the wife that he loves the most.
他爱拉杰，也爱拉杰所生的儿子。
And then he also loved Rachel's son the most.
因为雅各也是一个有天然生命的人。
Because Jacob also has a natural life.
什么叫天然生命？
And what is this natural life?
天然生命就是不讲道理的生命。
Natural life is life that don't depend on logic.
喜欢吃蒜的人就是喜欢吃蒜。
For someone who likes to eat garlic is someone who likes to eat garlic.
你要他解释给你听，他说。 蒜很有营养啊，很有益处啊，这些都是他的话。
And if you ask why if you like garlic so much, he would try to explain, but it doesn't really matter.
不喜欢吃蒜的人，这个都不是理由。
On the other hand, if someone who does not like garlic, you cannot.
喜欢吃蒜不是因为头脑搞懂喜欢去吃蒜。
Someone who likes garlic is not because logically they're convinced.
不喜欢吃蒜也不是因为他头脑。 不能接受这个是 garlic 是好的，他就不肯吃蒜。
And on the other hand, for someone who doesn't like garlic, it's not easy to persuade with logic.
他的生命里头就是不喜欢吃蒜。
Because in his natural life, he does not like garlic.
所以所有天然生命都没有道理的。
So everything in your natural life doesn't make sense.
有人说他喜欢黄色，他就喜欢黄色。
For someone who likes the color yellow, he likes the color yellow.
我买第一辆跑车就是黄色。And
the first sports car I have is gonna be yellow.
我很喜欢。
Because I like yellow.
有人看见怎么那么难看?
And then the other person see it and say, what were you thinking?
天然生命,
it is only a natural life.
天然生命没理由的。
A natural life doesn't need to make sense.
你说雅各他的大老婆不是很好吗? 这个对他又蛮好的。
And then you may say, Jacob's first wife could be his best wife.
不喜欢, 就是要拉结。
But Jacob doesn't like her, and he likes Rachel. And he has so many sons, wasn't it a blessing?
不行，就是喜欢月色。
But it doesn't matter, Jacob only likes Joseph.
神要把一个雅各制作成为以色列,
so for God to make Jacob into Israel,
神要一直打击雅各的天然生命。
So God has to kick away his natural life.
天然生命不出去,
for if the natural life does not go away,
神家的事实就不能进来。
Then God's house work cannot come in.
你有你的喜欢，我也有我的喜欢。
Because you have your liking, I have my liking.
那我们要一起办事的时候怎么办？
So when we have to get together and do things,
不是讲理由的时候。
It is not a time to make sense.
是大家都要看见这个是神的家。
But now everyone has to see that this is the house of
God. 大家都要看见主在这里说话。
And everyone commonly has to listen to God's word.
所以我们说所有的侍奉都要从祷告开始。
So that's why we say for every service starts with a prayer.
因为从感觉开始，我的感觉跟你的肯定不一样。
Because if we start a service with our feelings, there are different feelings among us.
但是我从来不勉强人跟我的感觉。
Because I never force someone to feel the same way I do.
我是我儿子的爸爸。
For I am the father of my son.
我甚至从来不勉强我的儿子跟着我的感觉，虽然我是他的爸爸。
And furthermore, I never force something up on my son, even though I'm the father.
但是我会解释给他看为什么会是这样。
But I will try to persuade him with logic.
但是解释人家也可以不接受。
But if you try to persuade, that means that someone doesn't need to.
因为他是他，我是我，我们都是我。
Because as two different people, we are two individual eyes.
只等到有一天我们发现我们是我们。
And until one day when both of us understand that it is us.
那我们一有分差的时候怎么办?
So now in us, what happens if there's a conflict?
不要说谁喜欢什么。
And let's not say who likes what more.
也不要说谁的理由比较好。
And let's not compare who is more logical than the
other. 咱们牵着手一起来祷告。
But how about we hold hands and we would pray?
祷告也有，我们目前教会有两种的祷告。
But now in our church right now, there's two types of prayers that I can see.
一种是教会的祷告聚会。
One is the prayer group meeting in our church.
教会不能去祷告聚会。
For a church meet to have a prayer group meeting.
在教会的祷告聚会里头，我们是有。 负责的人来交通教会的现在的祷告需要是什么。
So in the prayer group meeting, the leading brother will tell us what needs to be prayed.
然后每一个来与会的人就接受这样子的负担，照着一件一件事情的来祷告。
And then everyone around that leader would receive and understand and pray together for the things.
一个教会越兴旺，
for a church to be prosperous.
知道祷告的人越多。
That means that more people will understand the importance of prayer.
普通一个教会 10% 是来祷告聚会的, 这个教会算是不错, 蛮平均的。
In a regular church, you have 10% of all the participants to show up in a prayer group meeting.
要教会有复兴。
So for a church to grow prosperous.
那我们盼望, 20%, 30%, or 40%, 50%
I hope that we will have 20%, 30%, or 40%, 50% of the people to show up.
每一个弟兄姊妹来不是说什么,
For the brothers and sisters, they come to the prayer group meeting not to say something.
来了就是接受负责人的负担,
but they come to receive the burdens of the leaders.
当然在教会做负责的也要懂得我们现在的需要是什么,在主面前领受负担。
Now, of course, on the other hand, the leaders need to receive the true needs from God.
每次都有真实的负担, 就有真实的祷告。
For every time, if we have the true needs, then we have true prayers.
一直都有真实的负担, 真实的祷告, 就有真实的人愿意来参加祷告聚会。
And continually, if we pray for our true needs, then more people will come and join it.
这个是我成为我们一个很实行的方法。
For this is a way to be turned one into we.
教会还有另外一个祷告聚会。
And there is another prayer group meeting.
这个祷告聚会是我们早上7点半到9点，每一周一到周五都有的祷告聚会。
And this prayer meeting takes place in the morning from 7:30 to 9 o'clock every week.
这个聚会跟礼拜三晚上教会的全教会祷告聚会有点不一样。
And this prayer group meeting is slightly different from the one on Wednesday night.
这个是打开门给所有人愿意来教会守望的人的祷告的时候。
Morning prayer group meeting, we open up the door for everyone who is willing to be a watchman.
我们因着个人的需要不一样，我们可以来守望祷告。
Everyone comes with their different needs, so that we pray.
有人为自己的生命、工作、事业、家庭来祷告守望。
Some of us would come with the burdens in their life, in their work, in their families.
有人为教会的关系、侍奉、需要。 负担来守望来祷告。
Some other people would come and pray for the church, for the direction of the church, and for the leaders of the church.
所以是圣灵放在个人的心中，有负担的就来。
In other words, it is what the different burdens that the Holy Spirit has gave us. We come together and pray for those different needs.
但愿我们在自己的生活范围里头越来越蒙主保守，因为我们的守望，我们都蒙主祝福。
So I hope that through the prayer of all the watchmen, everyone could come together, have a better togetherness.
然后我们来到教会都是为着神家的需要来守望来祷告，那就最好。
So that everyone will come to the house and pray for the house.
但是我们从来没有把门槛放得那么高。
But then we never put
the threshold
too high.
我们是说每一位圣徒。 我们照着自己的情形有需要有守望，你就可以来祷告。
Because it is a meeting for everyone whoever has any burden.
在这样子守望祷告的时候，没有人带。
So that in the morning meeting, there is no leader.
每一个都在主面前让圣灵来带。
And everyone comes and be led by the Holy Spirit.
当这个弟兄、这个姊妹的守望祷告也摸到我们的心，那我们也为这件事情一同守望祷告。
So when someone starts praying for something, then if the other brothers are touched, they would start and pray together.
总的来说，是为了建立更多祷告的人起来。
In summary, it is basically a training to help us pray.
真实懂得怎样守望祷告，就可以在 教会的祷告聚会里头来掌舵。
So for someone who learn now know how to pray could become a leader in the prayer group meeting.
一句话要从我变成我们。
One word to transform I into we.
今天我们都知道基督在我里面，所以我可以祷告。
Today we should all know that because Christ is in us, we have the power to pray.
我们也知道我们是在神的家中，所以我们一起祷告。
And now we should also know that we are in the house of God, so we should pray together.
但是教会里头还需要有很多很多的人为了自己、为了别人都一起来祷告。
But on the other hand, we need all the individuals to pray for the different individual needs.
那种是守望的祷告。
And this is the watchman prayer.
我相信雅各为了他的儿子们常常需要很多很多的祷告。
So I believe that Jacob has always been praying for all of his sons.
但是圣经里头没有记载。
But the Bible doesn't have a record of it.
因为讲到雅各的故事，不强调他怎样来信靠主。
Because when it talks about Jacob, it never focuses on how Jacob changes himself.
讲到雅各的故事，强调的是神那一边。
But whenever it talks about Jacob, it focuses on God's word.
雅各的神怎样要变成，要成为神。 雅各的伯特利的神。
And how the God of Jacob wants to change Jacob into El Bethel.
所以雅各就是一直在发现神又为他做了一件什么样的事。
So in the story of Jacob, you could see how Jacob always just recognized that the work that God has done.
雅各的身上有很多的矛盾。
For in Jacob's life, there's a lot of conflict.
他启示那么高。
Even though he received all these revelations.
他启示的越高。
The more he received in revelation,
他的生活，他的遭遇就越糟糕。
His life experience would become further and further away.
在神那边，哇，全部都有那么样的好。
In the revelation, he has everything in God.
但是在他自己掌握的范围里头，怎么每件事情都那么样的困难。
But now in his natural experience in this land, everything was horrible.
感谢主，伯特利的神掌握这一切的矛盾。
But thanks to the Lord that God is in control of these two conflicts.
所以神就制作雅各。
So God is slowly molding Jacob.
创世纪三十七章那里说
，In Genesis chapter 37, it said,
雅各的纪略如下
，These are the records of the generations of Jacob.
然后我们就很清楚，他就不再讲雅各了。
And then after that sentence, it does not talk about Jacob.
雅各的纪略讲的是谁的
？When it talks about the records of Jacob, who does he talk about?
讲约瑟和他的哥哥们一同牧养。
It talked about Joseph and his older brothers.
记雅各，然后说约瑟和哥哥们的事。
It starts with talking about Jacob, but it goes into the sons.
因为神是伯特利的神。
Because God is El Bethel.
神是启示神家的神。
And he is someone who is revealing the work in his house.
所有家里头的矛盾都是因为天然生命跟神的要求有冲突。
Because all the conflicts that we see is a conflict between our experience and God's house.
我们在雅各的一生，我们看见雅各是很重感情的人。
And when we see throughout the life of Jacob, he pays a lot of attention to his emotion.
啊，我们说了，他爱拉结，他也爱约瑟过于其他的。
And then we already said that he loved Rachel and Joseph more than anyone else.
他爱约瑟是因为他年老生了约瑟，所以他就爱约瑟过于哥哥们。
And then Jacob loves Joseph more because he was the son of his old age.
所有的爱都有一个具体的表现。
And all his love has a physical meaning.
有些现代的基督教去辅导人家婚姻的时候，常常劝那个弟兄们对爱要有表现。
And a lot of churches will teach your brothers when they get married, they have to show their love in some physical form.
那他们就说了一件事，圣经没有根据的事。
So that they would say something that was not based on the Bible.
就请这些弟兄们去买一束玫瑰花啦。
And they would ask brothers,
给他一个烛光晚餐啦、啊，之类的事。
And they would ask the brothers to get a bouquet of roses or to buy an expensive.
为什么呢？因为爱是要有表现的。
Why? Because they want the brothers to do something physically for love.
这个是现代基督教的说法。
And it is some teaching of some church.
圣经的说法呢，是约瑟为他儿子做了一件彩衣。
But on the other hand, in the Bible, it says that Jacob made a Vera tunic.
他要把这个儿子包装起来，比别人都不一样。
So he wants to give him an extra garment so that he would look different.
所以要买玫瑰花，要做烛光晚餐，不如给你妻子买一件好看一点的衣服。
So now in my opinion, instead of buying roses and expensive dinner, why not just buy a nice dress?
那你姊妹一站出来
，so that when your sister comes out in that dress,
大家一看，哇，漂亮
！And they would be shocked and say, wonderful.
姊妹有荣耀，就是你的荣耀。
So when your sister is now being praised, it is you who is being praised.
是不是这样
？Is that what we are supposed to do?
有没有姊妹反对的？
And is there any sister who is against this idea?
我这里起码得了一半的人。
See, I already got half of you as my supporter.
天然的生命里头有爱，天然的生命里头也有恨。
But now, in our natural life, there's love, but for sure, there's also hatred.
当你不是被爱的对象，你的恨就出来了。
Now, when you are not to someone who is being loved, then your hatred will come out.
当你看见，哎呀，怎么他有我没有，那你就开始低估了。
When you see that someone around you is being loved more, then you have hatred.
约瑟的兄弟不是说这个度量小一点，所以他比较嫉妒；那个度量大一点，他忍过去，没有这件事。
For Joseph's brothers, all of them did not like Joseph.
约瑟被父亲爱，所有的哥哥都恨他。
Because now when Joseph is being loved by Jacob, all the brothers hated him.
爱有具体表现，恨有没有具体表现？
For now, if we have a physical form that could show love, is there a physical form that could show hatred?
恨就是要杀他。
And to hate someone, the most is to kill him.
所以主耶稣的话也是这样，恨一个人就是杀一个人。
So that's exactly what God told us in His
word. 所以这些哥哥们呐，恨他的弟弟约瑟，就要杀他。
So that all the brothers they hate Joseph and they wanted to kill him.
哎呀，我们讲神的家那么样和谐，那么美好，那么完满，怎么会有人想要杀人呢？
So now if we see that in God's house it is full of harmony, why would
there be murder? 神家是个神那边的启示，那个事实。
For God's house is a revelation in God.
但是天然生命里头还不体恤神的爱，不领受神的爱。
But on the other hand, in this natural life, they have not know how to love yet.
大体刚蒙恩的基督徒还是活在自己的里面。
Just like for some new belief Christians, they still live in their natural life.
自己的爱来爱，自己的恨来恨。
And they use their own love and their own hate.
所以这样子的家庭就不和睦。
So then that family would not have harmony.
这个这样子的家里头就有很多很多的矛盾。
And in that family, it will be full of a conflict.
感谢主，伯特利的神在掌权。
But thanks to the Lord that it is the Elbethel who is taking sovereign.
他制作约瑟。
So he wants to make Jacob.
彩衣是会被剥下来的。
For a varicolored tunic garment can be taken away.
他约瑟看见的禾捆，他的禾捆站在中间，其他的禾捆向他下拜。
And when Joseph sees his shred in the middle, it could be thrown away.
他看见的属灵粮食的确比别人都丰富。
And even though indeed he has more revelation than his brothers.
他讲的圣经可能比别人都更有亮光。
And maybe the message that he preaches is better than the others.
但是人家不服你就是不服你。
But if the other people are not willing to bow down to you, then they will not bow down to you.
怎么现在要向你下拜？
So why do I have to bow down to you?
这个，所以我们上次讲了，不是向约瑟下拜，而是向约瑟所看见的来下拜。
So just like how we.Talked about last time, we are not bowing down to Joseph, but the vision of Joseph.
神把他的旨意放在约瑟的身上。
For God has already given His purpose on Joseph.
约瑟看见这样子的旨意。
And Joseph, after seeing this,
他没有为自己保留，他没有心计说我不能讲，讲了人家会嫉妒我要杀我。
And he did not hold back any of his vision.
他就是那么单纯的，他就讲这件事。
And he only want to talk about the vision that he has received.
结果不单止哥哥反感，连父亲都反感。难道我也要向你下拜？
But now after sharing his visions, not only his brothers are jealous, but his father are jealous.
所以衣服不是，食物不是，那个亮光也不是。
So it is not the garment, nor the food, nor the light.
里头都有很多矛盾。
Because in the natural life is full of conflict.
所以衣食住都还没有成就在约瑟身上。
So in the sheltering, the living and the walking.
然后约瑟就被卖了。
So then Joseph, basically at the end, he was sold.
他绕了一个大圈，结果做了埃及的宰相。
And then after a lot of things, he became the bishop of Egypt.
约瑟所行的路。
For the pathway that Joseph had to take.
很怎么样？很迂回还是很直接
？Is it straight or is it turning around and around and around？
很直接。
It is indeed straight.
约瑟从来没有走冤枉路。
For Joseph has never taken a step that he did not need to take.
他看见两个梦，他就讲两个梦。
So for he received two visions in his dreams, then he told everyone about the two dreams.
哥哥们嫉妒他，就要杀他，就要卖他，都很直接的事。
And then the brothers hated him and wanted to sell him.
但是他因为他这个人直接追求神。
And because Joseph was someone who was straight.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，这个追求要怎么直达？
Just like the song that we sing, when we pursue, we have to go on a straight path.
所以约瑟他的路不迂回。
So Joseph has always taken a strict approach.
他在很短的时候从被卖一直到宰相。
So it only took him a short time to become a slave, to be sold, to become the bishop.
然后就发现，的确，前面的衣食住行到这里的话，都在神的手，都在制作约瑟。
And then he understands now that his whole life he was led by God's hand.
什么是在基督里？
So what is in Christ?
在基督里不是只是住在基督里。
To be in Christ, not only dwelling in Christ.
在基督里一定有四面是衣食住行，伯特利的神都为我们预备了。
For the four ways in Christ in our living is like El Bethel.
只要我们追求主。
Whenever we choose to pursue God,
只要我们在追求的路上走得直,
whenever we choose to walk on this straight path,
约瑟在走的时候, 他一面走一面在知道, 哦, 原来是神的手在安排这些事。
And then when Joseph was walking on this direct path, he also understands that he is now leading by God.
哥哥们对他很不相信。
And when the brothers do not believe in him,
因为哥哥的心虚理亏,
because all the brothers they are falling short.
哥哥们都良心发现亏欠了弟弟。
And all the brothers understand that they took advantage of Joseph.
但是约瑟原谅他们，他们还不能原谅自己。
And even after Joseph has forgiven them, they cannot forgive themselves.
所以约瑟要两次解释，没关系，是神打发我先来这里为神为以色列家预备。
So that's why Joseph has to tell them that he has forgiven them two times. He told them that I am led by God.
约瑟是一个在基督里的人的一个生命的实际。
Because Joseph is a reality who is living in God's life.
他的人里头，他的思想里头，他的心里头没有我这件事。
And in Joseph's mindset, there was no I.
的确，他的痛苦都是他一个人受的。
Indeed, when he was going through the painful times, he was in pain.
但是他知道这个是神在他身上的制作。
But even at that time, he knows that it is God who is leading him.
所以他只知道我是被神差遣来为以色列家预备的。
So he knows that he is being sent by God to prepare for his household.
所以约瑟是一个最像神儿子的一个生命。
So Joseph is the one who has the most similar life to Christ.
神，雅各给他的祝福是说他是与弟兄，准别的人。
For when Jacob blessed Joseph, he said that he is the one who is filled with brotherly love.
Completely different from everybody else.
And completely different from everybody else.
约瑟是与弟兄，准别的人。
Then Joseph is someone who is completely different from all his brothers.
在神的家中。
In God's house,
我们不是要来学流变,
we're not here
to learn to be Reuben.
To learn to be Reuben.
也不是学西面,
is not to learn to be Simon.
也不是学Simeon. 也不是学利未,
is not to learn to be Levi.
也不是学犹大,
not to be Judah.
却是学约瑟。
But to become more like Joseph.
因为约瑟比众人先看见雅各所看见的。
Because Joseph is the first one that sees the same vision as Jacob.
雅各看见启示，约瑟经历神家的丰富。
For Jacob sees the revelation, but Joseph experienced the fullness.
按理呢，是应该老大、老二、老三、老四一直挨下来，每一个都是神家里头的好榜样。Now
in theory, we would count from the older brother to the least, who is the best example.
如果按照天然生命来计算的话，流便的确是应该老大。Now
in the natural life of counting, Reuben is the firstborn.
但是流便太天然，太肉体。
But Reuben was just his natural life, and he is just the natural life.
他的名字叫我得了一个儿子。
And Reuben, the meaning is I have gotten a son.
他是雅各的第一个儿子。
And Reuben is the firstborn.
他是以色列家的长子。
And he is the first son.
但是这个长子失败了。
But he is also a failure.
所以不是榜样。
So no longer is he the example of the brothers.
雅各的判断就是说他不得居首位。
So Jacob says that you can no longer be first.
西面的意思是听见。
And Simeon, the meaning is to listen.
因为他的母亲利亚求子，神听见了，给他第二个儿子。
Because when his mom Leah prayed to God, God heard and gave her the second son.
利未的名字的意思叫联合。
And Levi, the meaning is to bond.
因为利亚以为生了利未之后，她的丈夫就要跟她联合了。
Because after giving birth to the third son Levi, Leah thought that it is now to bond with her husband.
这些名字都很好。
For the three names has three great meanings.
但是他们没有启示，也不在经历的当中。
But all these three, there are lack of revelations and lack of experience.
他们都在天然的生命里头来表现。
And they all live in their natural life.
所以西面这个听见失败了。
So Simeon is also a failure.
主对他的判断说，我的灵就不与他们同谋。
And after he failed to listen, then now he has this disconnection from God's Spirit.
神的灵不在他的身上。
For God's Spirit is not on him.
因为不在神的灵不与肉体来相争。
Because God's Spirit do not want to dwell with a natural life.
利未他的名字叫联合，但是他在联合上失败了。
And Levi, his meaning was to bond, but he failed.
雅各的判断说，我的心不与他们联络。
And Jacob said, my heart is no longer connected to you.
我们看见约瑟这样子的一个标准的，从我到我们的一个经历。
And now we see Joseph as the perfect example from I to we.
我们也看见流变西面立位这个标准的失败。
And we also see the typical example of Reuben, Simeon, and Levi.
那其实12个儿子，11个都失败。
So in short, out of the 12 sons, 11 of them failed.
大家要回去读一读，创世纪47、48章，我们再来看一看每一个儿子他的情形是怎样。
So maybe if we read Genesis 47 and 48, we will see how each son failed.
但是还有一个特别的儿子叫犹大。
But there is one more special son, his name is Judah.
犹大是有一点认识神家的实际，但是却不那么样的完全。
For Judah, he is someone who received a little bit of the revelation, but not complete.
我们知道犹大的故事，现在很快讲一讲。
And then let me quickly go through the story of Judah.
犹大有三个儿子。
Judah has three sons.
大儿子讨了一个妻子。
The first son married a wife.
但是因为大儿子行耶和华看眼中恶的事，所以就击杀了他。
But the first son did wrong deeds before God, so God strike and killed him.
犹大有一个家的感觉。
And Judah has this feeling of a household.
他说哥哥死了，弟弟应该去娶他的嫂嫂。
So that he said the older son is dead, the second son should marry the wife.
弟弟要为他的哥哥留个后裔。
So that his brother could have descendants for the older brother.
这个是一个神家里头的感觉。
For this is a feeling in God's helm.
那二弟呢就娶了他的妻子。
So that the second son would marry the older brother's wife.
二弟同样行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Now then the second son also did the wrong thing.
也死了。
And was struck to death.
然后呢犹大。 怕他的第三个儿子娶了这个媳妇呢，又死在那里。
So now Judah is afraid that if he asks his third son to marry the first wife, he would be dead too.
他知道要为儿子留名，但是他却不愿意再这样子做下去。
For Judah knows that he wants to have descendants out of from his sons, but he is now afraid.
换句话说，他知道神的启示。 知道家的重要，但是他因为软弱行不出来。
In other words, he has this revelation from God, but he is weak and afraid, and he does not want to carry out his deed.
所以这个故事最后的结束就是犹大被骗。So
at the end, in short, the ending is Judah is now being tricked.
结果他没有把儿子给他的媳妇，变成是他的媳妇。 他做了他媳妇的丈夫。
At the end, it is not the third son who married the first wife, but he got tricked in marrying this same woman.
本来他还理直气壮要说这个淫妇要把石头打死他。
In the beginning, he wanted to stone this woman.
但是 犹大知道是他自己的不义。
But now he finds out that it is he who committed adultery.
所以在这里犹大的名字叫赞美的意思。
So here, the meaning of Judah is actually to praise.
我们都有软弱，我们都有失败，我们都有妥协的时候。
So for we have all experienced weakness, a moment of compromise.
但是只要认识自己的不义，一回转。
But well, when we understand of our sin and repent,
我们在回转中，我们还是在赞美神。
And in our repentance, we will now be full of praise again.
犹大承认他的媳妇所行的比他的更为义。
So now Judah has to proclaim that this woman is more righteous than he is.
我们就发现，以色列家的领袖将来出的君王不在大哥、二哥、三哥身上，在四哥犹大的身上。
So now we see that out of the descendants of the 12 brothers, it is now Judah's tribe who will bring out the kings. For this is a wonderful work of
God.
Because God treasures the one who is willing to repent.
神已经得了一个儿子，约瑟就像耶稣基督这样子的一个生命，完全漂亮，与弟兄准别。
So now Joseph already has lived out the life who is separated from all the brothers, just like the separated life of Christ.
但是神没有那个要约瑟去从约瑟那里产生君王，要从犹大那里产生君王。
But now we could also see that the kings are not coming out of Joseph's tribe, but from Judah who repented.
所以我们永远赞美主。 主的救赎根基，神家的实际，永远在于他的救赎跟我们的回转。So
praise to the Lord because He has always been chosen the people who is willing to repent.
最后，我们读一节圣经，创世纪47章31节。47:31
Genesis chapter 47:31。
雅各说：“你要向我起誓。”约瑟就向他起了誓。于是以色列在床头上敬拜神。雅各好像是一个做梦的人一样。Jacob
is someone who dreams.
他从看见启示。And
after he has received the revelation in his dream.
到漂流在舅舅家。Until
he wanders.
到在 列邦列族当中漂流被仇视，
and then he would keep on wandered and be hated by all the people around him.
到自己家里的人作反，
until the people in his own household will rise up and in conflict.
背后原来有伯特利的神，
but we know that behind it there is this God of Bethel.
最后原来约瑟还没死，
and at the end, before Jacob passed away,
最后约瑟居然做了宰相。
Oh, before Joseph died, Joseph became the bishop.
最后他要死之前，
and until his death,
他知道他一生的故事就在神的手中。
And then now he understands that his whole life was in God's hand.
那一天他要他儿子约瑟答应他，一定要带他回去，葬在他先祖的那里。
So that day he asked his son Joseph to bury him with his fathers.
亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，现在也是雅各的神。
So now at the end we see that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, is now also the God of Jacob.
以色列要离开这个地上。
And now that Israel has to depart from this land.
他手中，他在床头上。
And at the head of his bed.
这个原来的意思是扶着杖头。
The original meaning is holding the hand of the staff.
雅各他自从被神摸了一把，他都一拐一拐的在走路。
And after his thigh was touched by God, now he is slightly crippled.
雅各是最知道自己软弱的人。
For Jacob knows of his own weakness.
那一天他仍然扶着杖头。
And that day he holds on to his staff.
但是他是那么样的安息。
But even though he was weak, he was
扶着杖头,
and now holding on his staff, he has received all his blessings. And now at the end, he only wants to do the last deed in the
那个就是
spirit.
敬拜神。
And the last thing he wanted to do is to worship.
我们在基督里最高的境界也是敬拜神。
So the best thing that we can do in Christ is to worship.
我们敬拜神，因为神是伯特利的神。
We worship God because He is the God of Bethel.
神是神家的神。
He is El Bethel.
神是我家的神。
And He is also the Lord of my house.
神是我生命的神。
And He is the God of my life.
我们没有一样事情不在基督的里面得着神的丰富。
For there is nothing in our life that we cannot receive His fullness.
要真正得着神的丰富是一个过程。
And to truly receive this fullness is a process.
这个过程在乎我们今天有没有一个警觉。
And this process depends on if we are alert today.
知道神做工在我身上要把我变成我们。
And to understand that to be worked, we have to transform from I into we.
神把雅各变成以色列。
And God transformed Jacob into Israel.
今天也要把你我的天然生命变成最美的、最丰盛的永远生命。
And today it is our natural life that will be transformed into His beautiful life.
我们再唱另外一首诗歌314首。
So now let's sing a different song, three.